This morning on WCHL, flu deaths continue to rise in North Carolina.
We are still above where we have been some years at this time.
And after multiple attempts by multiple developers, a plan for single-family homes on Homestead Road may finally have the Chapel Hill Town Council's attention.
We are proposing to create what we believe are America's best boomer homes.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina men's basketball team stretched its winning streak out to 7 last night with a hard-fought win on the road in Tallahassee against Florida State. Plus, the Chapel Hill High School girls completed a perfect regular season. And
the Tar Heels are doing it with smoke, mirrors, and marvelous team play.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:05 at WCHL, 38 degrees, and it will warm up to the low 60s today. Lots of sunshine. Low 60s today, mid-60s tomorrow, upper 60s on Thursday. State health officials reported on Friday that 7 more people died last week from flu complications, bringing the total number of dead to 64. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke to Judy Butler with the Orange County Health Department about battling the flu here at home.
It looks like from the number of people who were being seen by medical providers for flu-like illnesses that we are still above where we have been some years at this time.
That's Orange County Community Health Services Supervisor Judy Butler. She confirmed the state's number. 64 North Carolinians have died from flu complications so far this year as of February 8th. Last year, the state reported 59 deaths for the whole season. The flu season typically lasts from November through March. According to Butler, no Orange County residents are reported to have died of flu this year. She said that while some deaths occurred at UNC hospitals, those were patients that were transferred from other counties. Contrary to what a lot of people may believe, extreme weather has little to do with the spread of the flu, but it can be a small factor.
If someone had had an extreme weather exposure to the point that their immune system was weakened, it would make them more susceptible. I would not say that the weather contributed beyond the point that you would have had people inside and closer to proximity to each other.
The flu season peaks at different times, and this year it's peaking early. In the meantime, Butler says it's never too late to get a flu shot.
They'll be available all the way until they expire, which will be in June.
She also says that even though some people get the shot and still get sick, that's no reason to dismiss vaccines.
Flu vaccine is not 100% effective, but it's the best thing there is.
Plus, she says, those who got vaccinated and got the flu anyway can take heart in knowing that without the vaccine, it could have been a lot worse. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
For the third time in 4 years, a developer has pitched a plan to build a new development on Homestead Road. This time, Chapel Hill Town Council members seemed to like what they saw. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The third time might be the charm for developers looking to build a new subdivision on nearly 18 acres along Homestead Road across from Weaver Dairy Extension. Ed Beckham of Epcom Communities told the Chapel Hill Town Council last night he wants to build 65 single-family homes aimed at empty nesters.
We are proposing to create what we believe are America's best boomer homes.
In 2010 and again in 2011, developers made a pitch to bring student housing to the area, but each time met with stiff resistance from neighbors and the town council, who worried the projects would be too dense and too loud for the largely residential area. But the new plan, called Courtyards of Homestead, was warmly received by the council last night, who commended the developer for offering moderately priced homes to the town's aging population. Here's Matt Joukowsky.
It's, to me, very refreshing to have a developer here who's not pitching us on dense student housing plopped down next to a neighborhood where nobody can argue that the two really can ever coexist.
The main sticking point for council members was the developer's initial reluctance to commit to building affordable housing on site, instead offering payment in lieu to subsidize affordable housing elsewhere. Lee Storrow told Beckham that's not what the town needs.
I would be challenged to think of a payment in lieu that would be large enough that I would find compelling.
Council members also pushed for greater connectivity to make sure residents could walk to nearby facilities like the Seymour Senior Center and the Homestead Road Aquatic Center. But Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt challenged the idea that the homes would be sold to retirees rather than families with school-age children.
Without an age restriction, I don't see how you're able to get these sold to people of 50, 55 and older if you don't actually have an age restriction.
No formal plan has been submitted to the town yet. The developer will review the council's comments before deciding whether to move ahead with the project. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County commissioners hope to be busy tonight, hoping to take another step in the process to bring a community center to the Rogers Road neighborhood. In tonight's meeting, the board will consider a five-year operating agreement for the facility. If the plan is approved, Orange County will pay up to $650,000 to build the center, and staffers from the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association will handle the day-to-day operations. The board will also consider buying a couple of acres of land along Irwin Road for inclusion in the 75-acre New Hope Preserve. The board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Carborough's Board of Aldermen has a busy night planned for tonight's town hall meeting. Aldermen will float the possibility of designating a slow zone in downtown Carborough to improve walkability, as well as improving lighting and providing shade. For that purpose, they'll also consider adding ATMs, as well as restaurants with carryout and delivery services, to the list of permitted uses in an area zone for retail development, offices, recreational and entertainment facilities, and manufacturing. The area in question includes lots on South Greensboro Street and Jones Ferry Road. The board will address concerns of local towing companies regarding regulations. Some towers have expressed opposition to current rules about charging, sign requirements, and forms of payment. Issues related to either walking or biking in Carborough show up on the evening's agenda more than once. One item would establish stop controls and a speed limit on Bike Alley, the north-south leg of Boyd Street. The board will also consider scheduling a public meeting to begin setting design standards for bicycle and pedestrian paths. And there will be some discussion of branding guidelines for the town logo and slogan, "It's Carborough, feel free." The meeting will begin at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall. Charles Aycock serves as North Carolina's governor at the beginning of the 20th century. At UNC and other colleges around the state, he's honored with his name on campus buildings. But now some Duke students are fighting to have his name removed from their campus because Aycock was a white supremacist. Could a similar change be coming, and should it be coming, to the UNC campus, to Carolina's Aycock Hall? Kayla Gibson reports for Carolina Connection.
On North Campus stands a building that is home to more than 90 women, a building named for UNC alumnus and North Carolina Governor Charles Aycock. UNC's official historian, Cecilia Moore, says Aycock's legacy was expanding public education.
He was a very strong proponent for public education in the state, which was not something that was a popular idea in the 19th century in North Carolina.
Aycock is not honored just at UNC. You can find his name on dorms at Duke and ECU. A high school in Wayne County dons his name. His statue stands outside the Capitol building in Raleigh. However, there's another part to Aycock's past, and it isn't too pretty. A past that students at Duke discovered, making them realize they didn't want to have a building honoring him. They discovered that Aycock was the leader of the white supremacy movement that began in the late 1800s in North Carolina. Duke senior Prashanth Kamalakanthan.
It was only in 1900 that you saw all of the gains of the Reconstruction era set back, and the South was pushed back into 60 years of darkness.
Aycock helped create mass fear of black domination. He lived in an era when African Americans were intimidated away from voting, and some blame his propaganda for promoting the only coup in U.S. history in Wilmington, when black city council members were forced to resign at gunpoint and almost 100 people were killed. This legacy inspired Kamalakanthan, as well as other students, to call for Duke to change the name of Aycock Dorm. Duke senior Adrian Harveld.
Having a building that, you know, black students live in, that Hispanic students live in, that any people of color live in, named after someone who basically warned North Carolinians to beware of Negro rule, is sort of unsettling.
Duke student government passed a resolution last month in favor of renaming the dorm. The Duke Board of Trustees will make the final decision. Harveld says the resolution would change the building name to Julian Abel, a black architect who designed much of Duke's campus. But what does this mean for UNC's ACOG call? Moore says it's not the first time UNC students have questioned the names of buildings on campus.
It comes up periodically.
Moore says the last time a building name was questioned was in the early 2000s. Students were concerned about a dorm named after Cornelia Phillips Spencer, who was an advocate of white supremacy during Reconstruction. She says university leaders in the past, such as former Chancellor James Meeser, chose to use questions of historic North Carolina figures as teaching moments.
His philosophy was that we don't erase things because they're painful or uncomfortable. We add to them. Now, how we add to them is part of the ongoing dialogue and debate.
Vice Chancellor Winston Crisp says ACOG's views were the norm for his time. He says changing the name of UNC's ACOG Hall isn't the answer.
It becomes a question of, do we go back and revise history all across the campus to satisfy our own moral tendencies and opinions today? Or do we find ways to actually have conversation about what it means?
However, Harveld says ACOG is different.
ACOG is unique because before him and before his peers, we were on the road to equality in North Carolina.
Harveld says she hopes students at UNC and other campuses around the state will mobilize to change the names of ACOG buildings if Duke successfully changes the name. She says Duke students are willing to help student groups at other universities. In Chapel Hill, I'm Kayla Gibson.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. They do a great job on that show. It airs every Saturday morning right here on WCHL at 8:30 Saturday mornings during the school year. It's 8:16 at WCHL, and time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamot Village. Well, traffic has been pretty good for the most part this morning. Let's check in with Rand Northam and see if that still holds true.
That holds true for the most part. You are correct, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound not looking too bad, but some minor delays there between Ephesus Church Road and I-40. Some of the usual suspects. NC-54 heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing some delays right now as well. Just minor to moderate delays there. At the Durham Freeway northbound from I-40, for about 2 or 3 miles, seeing some heavier delays to begin with, then a little bit lighter as you go further north, but really nothing major there at this time. And the rest of the area looking good right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or send us a tweet at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I'm going to tweet you in just a few minutes. Just be on the lookout for it.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that.
You know, I like to communicate in all ways possible.
You are a heavy tweeter.
Yes, absolutely. If I ever get on Twitter, I will be.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Like them on Facebook, and you're eligible to win a couple of tickets to the Duke Carolina rematch at Cameron Indoor Stadium on March 8th. Now, that's not the first time they play, which will be Thursday, if Duke can make it over here. It will be the second time they play on the 8th of March in Durham. The winner will also be in a shooting contest at halftime to win $10,000. So like Tobacco Road today. A lot of reasons for that. All right, it is 37 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunshine, high today in the low 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain after midnight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with the 30% chance of rain in the morning, and then mostly sunshine in the afternoon with a high in the middle 60s. The following day, we will be up in the upper 60s. I love the sound of that.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina. Uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
818 at WCHL, North Carolina's top environmental official says he briefed Governor Pat McCrory about filing a lawsuit against Duke Energy that resulted in a proposed settlement fining the $50 billion corporation $99,000 to resolve violations for pollution leaching from two huge coal ash dumps. State Department of Environment and Natural Resources Secretary John Scavaria told lawmakers at an oversight hearing on Monday that Republican governors' only directions were to protect the environment and do the right thing. The state agency put its deal with Duke on hold following a massive February 2nd spill into the Dan River. McCrory worked for Duke for 28 years before running for governor in 2008. Environmentalists criticized the proposed settlement with modest fines as a sweetheart deal to the nation's largest electricity provider. And in news around town this morning, if you're an artist looking for places to exhibit your work, or if you run a business or an organization that's looking for local art to display, come out to the Art Center in Carborough on Friday for an artist and venue matchmaking event sponsored by Second Friday Art Walk, the Orange County Arts Commission, and the Art Center. The idea is to connect local artists with local venues to give artists a chance to exhibit their work and venues a chance to connect with more artists. The event runs from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. Again, that is on Friday. It's free, but venues should RSVP with Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. You can call her at 967-9440 or email her at meg@downtownchapelhill.com. Don't worry, we have all that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina men's basketball team toughed out Florida State last night down in Tallahassee. Tar Heels won 81-75. It was intense. Carolina now 18-7 overall, 8-4 in Atlantic Coast Conference play. WCHL's Matt Oaks has more.
I've ever been involved with early because there was nothing that we did that was very good, and he and Miller making those threes early, and one time Marcus was all over him, he still made the shot, but our guys just sort of hung in there, and we started getting a couple of plays made by some guys off the bench. Bryce gave us a lot in the first half off the bench, and then to do that without James Michael McAdoo, who has been our best player in this streak that we've been on because he's played so hard.
That was head coach Roy Williams after his Tar Heels earned their first victory of the season while trailing at the half. And this time they managed to do it without the services of James Michael McAdoo, who was mired in foul trouble the whole game. Thanks to some spirited play by Kennedy Meeks and Bryce Johnson, Carolina stayed in the game in the waning minutes of the first half. Meeks finished with a career-high 23 points while Johnson tallied 14 points of his own with explosive plays like this one.
Tokido into the lane, bounce pass to Johnson, dunks it over the top of Jarquez Smith. Whoa.
That was Jones Angel of the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. Carolina came out sluggishly, committing careless turnovers and shooting a woeful 1-for-10 from the field. FSU took full advantage by sprinting out to a 17-3 lead. McAdoo, held scoreless, was completely taken out of the game by whistles, eventually bowing out late in the second half. But the Tar Heels battled on by dominating the glass, eventually claiming their first lead of the game at 57-55 midway through the second half. From there, Page took over, knocking down shot after shot like he does so often, saving his best for the closing half by draining jumpers like this one.
Tokido in the front court to Page on the right sideline. Back to Tokido. Over to Page on the right wing. He's going to fire up a three. Got it! First three of the day for the Tar Heels, and what a big one.
The foul shooting woes continued for the Tar Heels, who managed to go only 12-for-20 from the line, a 60% clip. Ian Miller led the scoring charge for the Seminoles with 22 points, but it wasn't enough to overcome the determined overall Carolina team effort on this night. With the victory, Coach Williams became the fastest ACC coach ever to reach 300 win milestone in the conference, and fittingly, he beat the record of his mentor, Dean Smith. But Coach Williams says he's been the beneficiary of some outstanding athletes along the way.
I've had great kids who really buy into what we're trying to do. I've always taken a great deal of pride trying to get kids to buy in and be driven towards a common goal. And that's what coaching is. But I'd like to say thanks to Raymond Felton, Jackie Manuel, Tyler Hansbrough, Sean May, Ty Lawson, you know, all those guys and those guys in the locker room right now, because I believe I've lived a blessed life on that basketball court, and it's been a lot of fun. Hopefully I have another win sometime.
The Tar Heels will ride a 7-game winning streak into their home encounter versus number 5 Duke Thursday night in the Smith Center. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, Roy, I hope there's at least one more win in the tank on Thursday night when Duke comes to town, if the Blue Devils can make it in here. It's 8:23 at WCHL. Ron Stutz here, and Dave Glenn, the Dave Glenn Radio Show and ACC Sports Journal, joins us now. And Dave, when I look at this Carolina basketball team, I feel like I've been watching the Transformers movie or something, because we're watching this team just evolve before our very eyes.
I think you're right, Ron, and there's a lot that goes into that evolution, because just think about mentally, for example, beyond the individual basketball improvement, if you have a basketball game going to Tallahassee, Florida, and your senior Leslie McDonald has a bad game, and your junior James Michael McAdoo doesn't score a point and fouls out, and you get down 21-6 early, you better be made of some toughness and some grit and some mental stability, and you better have some talent to go with Marcus Page. And, of course, that's what happened with Kennedy Meeks and Bryce Johnson and others stepping forward. That is a brutally difficult recipe for a road victory against a solid opponent in conference play. And yet somehow the Tar Heels figured that out last night, just as they have figured out that broader evolution you're talking about over the last month or so.
Not only that, but it was a perfect trap game even without those extra opticals, with Carolina going down to Tallahassee and then maybe looking ahead to Duke on Thursday night, but Carolina seemed to get that out of its head.
Yeah, and it really took everybody on board. I mean, Roy Williams used, in that win number 300, 12 different guys for significant minutes on possessions that mattered. You know, he needed defenders to slow down guys like Aaron Thomas, who was off to a great start. Ian Miller was off to a great start. The defense came through once again, as it has all year long. And then offensively, once again, the Tar Heels weren't always pretty, but they ended up shooting a great percentage, mainly because of those two guys that all Carolina fans have seen their offensive potential and skills. Roy Williams sometimes has a hard time getting as many minutes for those two as the fans would like to see. But Kennedy Meeks, I mean, a career-high 23 points, 11 for 12 from the field against a team that just rotates, you know, 6'10 to 7'3 guys in the post. And then Bryce Johnson, 14 points and 11 rebounds. Those guys often play only about 20 minutes a game, but man, are they offensively skilled to go with that grit and defense of many of their teammates. And for now, that is a formula that Roy Williams has been able to ride to a lot of victories here over the last month and really give the Tar Heels a much better chance against Duke later this week than they would have had playing the kind of ball they were a month ago.
Well, it's just 2 days away. Duke coming to town with a 20-5 record. They're ranked either number 5 in the country or number 6, depending on the poll you follow. Tar Heels get a crack at them. And my question to you is, how does Carolina match up with this Blue Devils team?
I think, well, in many ways. The Blue Devils like to run, and of course the Tar Heels prefer that pace of play. The trickiest aspect of this game to me, Ron, by far, is the Blue Devils have a whole bunch of quality three-point shooters. And the Tar Heels, of course, are not a great three-point shooting team themselves beyond Marcus Page. So if some combination of Andre Dawkins and Rodney Hood and Jabari Parker and Rasheed Suleiman and Quinn Cook and Tyler Thornton, I mean, they have so many guys at Duke that can hit threes. If they're going 3+3+3+3 on the scoreboard and the Tar Heels are trying to catch up by going 2+2+2+2, I don't think it's going to work out for the Heels. If they can have a good defensive game and the Blue Devils are a little cold from three-point land the way they have been a couple times this year, that to me would be the formula for a Carolina victory.
Well, hopefully Michael McAdoo will come back as a man on a mission. He had 24 points and 12 rebounds in the Pittsburgh game and then last night held scoreless because of foul problems and had to be frustrating for him. So hopefully he'll come out and have a good game on Thursday night. Listen, Dave, we appreciate talking to you always. Appreciate your insights.
Thank you, Ron. Great to be with you.
Dave Glenn on WCHL. It is 8:28. I'm Ron Stutz. There's more basketball to talk about, and what we'll do is save that to the end of our next newscast at the bottom of the hour here. We will tell you about the high school game last night in which Chapel Hill High School Tigers girls team capped a perfect regular season, rolling over Cardinal Gibbons 46-28. They are now 23-0, getting ready for the conference tournament. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels are doing it with smoke, mirrors, and marvelous team play. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Tell me beforehand that James Michael McAdoo, who had scored in double figures for 17 straight games, would play 13 minutes, foul out, and finish with 0 points. tell me that Florida State would lead 9-0 and 21-6 and commit only 8 turnovers the entire game. Tell me the Tar Heels would miss 8 of 20 free throws and 10 of 13 three-pointers. Tell me all that, and I tell you that Carolina's 6-game winning streak is toast. Burnt toast. But right before our eyes, this has become a pretty doggone good basketball team. And I mean T-E-A-M team. It must be that with McAdoo's goose egg and Marcus Page scoring only 4 points in the first half. Yet even with J.P. Togutow in foul trouble, Kennedy Meek steps up with his best game of the season, Bryce Johnson turns in another double-double, and Nate Britt comes back to play point guard, which turned Page loose in the second half, while Britt added 6 points to help offset the slump-ridden Leslie McDonald. Roy Williams called it a bizarre game and what he must think is the most bizarre season in his 26-year career. It's also one of his finest coaching jobs, leading the gang who can't shoot straight to 7 consecutive wins, an 8-4 record in the ACC, and almost assuredly a bid to the NCAA tournament. Going into the Duke redo Thursday night, the trip to Tallahassee wasn't a trap game. It was a tough game against the biggest team in the ACC. But old Roy has really coached up his guys. After a dreadful opening quarter in which they barely competed and looked like a team destined to be blown out, the Tar Heels started doing what was necessary to get back in the game, locking down the D and moving the ball crisply against whatever defense the Seminoles put up. It resulted in easy inside baskets, exemplified by freshman Meeks hitting 11 of 12 and only 1 from outside 2 feet. Just a young softy 2 weeks ago, Meeks is now squeezing the ball with both hands and going up strong at a critical time when McAdoo was watching from the bench. After Williams was asked about reaching 300 wins at UNC faster than any coach in ACC history, he named a few players over the last 11 seasons and said he has been blessed to be on the floor with all of them. That may be true, but think of what and where they all would be without him. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
The happiest girls in the Triangle, they're the ones with the rings from Diamonds Direct, North Carolina's direct diamond importer.
I like bling. I wanted a nice big center diamond, and that's what it has. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Because you want a really great ring, something unusual, and you want a big rock.
Don't compromise, guys. Get her the ring she'll love to show off with a bigger diamond and a one-of-a-kind designer setting at Diamonds Direct.
They have a lot of designers, more so than anyone we've checked so far.
Tacori, Verragio, Jack Collage, Simon G, Henry Dossi, the most sought-after rings in America are right here.
With the amount of choices that you have here, you're bound to get something that nobody else has, and that's what I think I got.
And the value at Diamonds Direct, absolutely unbeatable.
You go to some places and you have your set budget, and you just walk out of there thinking, that's not what I wanted. I wanted something bigger, and every girl dreams about having this huge rock on her finger, but when it comes time to pay for it, certain jewelers, you just can't get it, and I walked in here, and I'm just blown away.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
I love this store.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity to stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
This is Stephen Lair with Home Instead Senior Care. It seems the temperatures have finally dropped for good, and with those lows come high risks for the elderly. As people age, their skin becomes thinner and their body's less able to sense changes in body temperature. In short, seniors get cold more quickly without realizing it, which puts them in danger of hypothermia. Take a moment to check in with a senior in your life to make sure that they're properly equipped for the winter months ahead. Coats, hats, and blankets could be just the thing to save a senior's life this winter. For more information, go to homeinstead.com. Where to us, It's personal.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. And they are the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 38 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunshine today. High today in the low 60s. Going to start to warm up here soon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Low tonight around 40. Nowhere around freezing. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of rain early in the day. Mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high of about 65.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:35 at WCHL, a couple of very important meetings to tell you about tonight. Orange County commissioners hope to take another step in the process to bring a community center to the Rogers Road neighborhood. At tonight's meeting, the board will consider a five-year operating agreement for the facility. If the plan gets approved, Orange County will pay up to $650,000 to build the center, and staffers from the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association will handle the day-to-day operations. The board will also consider buying 2 acres of land along Irwin Road for inclusion in the 75-acre New Hope Preserve. The board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Another important get-together, Carrboro Board of Aldermen have a town hall meeting tonight. Aldermen will float the possibility of designating a slow zone in downtown Carrboro to improve walkability, as well as improving lighting and providing shade for that purpose. They'll also consider adding ATMs, as well as restaurants with carryout and delivery services to the list of permitted uses in an area zone for retail development, offices, recreational and entertainment facilities, and manufacturing. The area in question includes lots on South Greensboro Street and Jones Ferry Road. The board will address concerns of local towing companies regarding regulations. Some towers have expressed opposition to current rules about charging, sign requirements, and forms of payment. Issues related to either walking or biking in Carrboro will show up on the evening's agenda more than once. One item would establish stop controls and a speed limit on Bike Alley, the north-south leg of Boyd Street. The board will also consider scheduling a public meeting to begin setting design standards for bicycle and pedestrian paths. And there will be some discussion of branding guidelines for the new town logo and slogan, It's Carrboro, Feel Free. The meeting begins at 7:30 tonight at Carrboro Town Hall. As promised, a couple of quick sports notes for you on WCHL. The Chapel Hill Tigers girls basketball team capped a perfect regular season last night, rolling over visiting Cardinal Gibbons 46-28 to improve to a remarkable 23-0 for the regular season. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on this very important basketball game last night.
The Tigers, who finished the season 14-0 in the Big 8, controlled the tilt from the outset, building a 12-2 first quarter lead and taking a 9-point lead into intermission. On the strength of a balanced attack led by Catherine Romaine's 14 points and 11 from Jamela Smith, Chapel Hill put the contest away with a 16-7 third quarter run. Cardinal Gibbons, a dangerous team despite getting handled twice by the Tigers this season for their only conference setbacks, didn't have a player reach double-figure scoring. If the Tigers can win 9 more in a row, they can capture a state title that just eluded them last season in the championship contest. Big 8 Conference Tournament action begins tomorrow night, at which time number 1 seed Chapel Hill will host the number 8 seed, which will be announced soon. The tournament championship for both the girls and the boys will be held Friday night at 5:30 and 7 o'clock, respectively. You can hear both games live on WCHL and Chapelboro.com, beginning with pregame coverage at 5 o'clock.
Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
At number 11, North Carolina baseball team dropped the opening series of 2014 to the College of Charleston with a 3-1 loss on Monday afternoon, and now are 1-2 on the season. Freshman pitcher Zach Gallen made a nice debut on the mound, throwing 6.2 innings and allowing just 2 runs on 7 hits and 1 walk. But the Tar Heel bats couldn't produce enough to grab the win, only managing 5 hits against a host of Cougar arms. Sky Bolt produced a single to left to score Landon Lassiter in the 4th inning to take a 1-0 lead, but Charleston came back. Carolina wasted a prime opportunity to score in the 6th with the bases loaded and only 1 out, but Parks Jordan hit into a double play to let the Cougars out of the jam. Next up with the Tar Heels, they will get to come home. They were originally supposed to open up the season at home, but that game was moved down to Charleston because of the weather. Next up, Tar Heels in a home series against Xavier. Game 1 is set for this Friday at 3 p.m., so it will be a weekend of Carolina baseball at Bosch. 8:39 at WCHL. It is Adopt a Pet Day. We're going to talk about a couple of cats that you can adopt coming up in just a moment. Walt Mack also has today's commentary. He talks about a big revenue source staring us all here in North Carolina in the face. That is on the way on WCHL.
Follow the docs to huge savings at Crown Honda South Point. See blue, save green on a new 2013 Honda Civic Sedan Automatic LX. Just $159 a month or a new 2014 Honda Accord. Blue Dot price gets 0.9% APR for up to 60 months. Hurry in today. See blue and save green during the Blue Dot sale. Only at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com.
At the UPS Store, we love small businesses. That's why we're your community small business resource center. More than packing and shipping, we provide professional printing services, a real street address for mailboxes, even direct mail services, including design. To learn more about how we can help you, stop by the UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont. You're not alone. We are here to help.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
The following 10 seconds of a yodeling pickle is brought to you by Cameron's, now at 300 East Main Street in Carborough. The previous 10 seconds of a yodeling pickle was brought to you by Cameron's, a gallery of gifts, jewelry, cards, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff. Cameron's, now at 300 East Main Street in Carborough. Cameron's, a wonderland of gifts.
Have you been to Carborough lately? You just couldn't make this place up. February is For the Love of Carborough Month, and there's so much to see and do. Art, culture, farmers market, food trucks, locally grown, organic, music, film, poetry, festivals, Weaver Street Market, Cat's Cradle, Southern Rail, Spotted Dog, Acme, Glass Half Full, Neil's Deli. Fun, hipsters, poopers, funky, and creative. Come to Carborough and feel free. Unwind, create, taste, play, and be yourself. Follow us on Facebook at For the Love of Carborough.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carborough for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Good morning, it's 8:42 at WCHL. It is Tuesday, and that means it's Adopt-a-Pet Day. And today, Jeff is here from Independent Animal Rescue. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
No problem. Hi.
You got your hands full there.
I do. I have my hands full with Firefox. He's an orange tabby, fairly, I guess he's 9 months at this point. He's getting on up there for a kitten, but he's still got a lot of the playing in him.
What a cool name, Firefox.
Yeah, his brother was Explorer, we had Internet Explorer and Firefox. My son named them.
Yeah.
And Explorer got adopted out a while back. So we have Firefox and we have Betty.
Okay. Well, tell us about Firefox and Betty. Do they come in together or are they two totally different cases?
Well, they come in together. We can adopt them out separately because they're old enough. They're both old enough now to be adopted out separately. But they're really good buddies. They run all around the house together and snuggle up and play constantly.
Yeah. What's the story on them? How'd you get them?
I'm going to have to put him down just a second.
Okay. Firefox is going to now wander around the studio, so who knows what's going to happen.
So, let's see. We got Firefox over the summer. He was born, he is actually bottle-fed baby, so he's still very attached to people, very people-focused.
Yeah.
Betty, I believe, was a rescue from a feral colony, and she was really sick as a kitten, but she's doing great now.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so Firefox in particular is really comfortable around people, and I would imagine he would get along with anybody.
He leaps up into your arm when you pick him up.
Gets along well with kids.
Gets along great with kids. Yeah. I mean, he was my son's favorite cat.
Yeah. So, how about dogs?
That's a good point. He grew up with a dog in his first home, so he's actually really pretty good with dogs.
Yeah. Well, how can people, first of all, describe him and describe Betty, if you would, because we didn't do that.
Yeah, okay. So Firefox is a large orange tabby, and Betty is black and white with Tracy. As my wife called her Betty because she has sort of Betty Page bangs. Her black fur comes right down to her eyes.
Cool. Well, how can folks find out more about them?
So go to animalrescue.net on the web, and all of our cats are listed there with pictures and descriptions and an online application form.
And you guys have a great website, too, by the way.
Thanks.
We are going to take a couple of pictures of Firefox and Betty while they're here in the studios, and we'll also put that on our website at chapelboro.com, and also we'll put them on Facebook, and hopefully we'll get them adopted out in the next couple of days here.
Thanks a lot.
Jeff, thank you for what you do. Because I know that you've done this with a lot of animals, and I appreciate what you do, and thanks to everybody at Independent Animal Rescue.
Well, we thank you a lot.
AnimalRescue.net, once again, is their website. Check it out, and you'll probably take one of these cats, maybe both of them, home today. It's 8:45 at WCHL, and now let's get to today's commentary on WCHL from Walt Mack. He talks about a big revenue source for North Carolina.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. A recent poll conducted by UNC's Gillings School of Global Public Health suggests that nearly half of the state's residents favor increasing the tax on a pack of cigarettes. The town of Chapel Hill, Orange County, and the state of North Carolina are staring at a major source of revenue to revive their anemic coffers, and it's right under their noses. Can you smell the smoke of lost revenues? I can. At one time, North Carolina was a leading grower and producer of tobacco products. Not anymore. Yet it still tries to protect tobacco interests. The state currently assesses a tax of 45 cents for a pack of cigarettes, one of the lowest of all the 50 states. Compare that to the national average of $1.34 a pack. That's almost $1 a pack more that the state of North Carolina could collect in revenue to distribute to counties and cities struggling for ways to make ends meet. According to the UNC Chapel Hill study, the majority of North Carolinians' support was found among non-smokers, better educated people, and those in higher income tax brackets. And support for higher tobacco taxes also applies to chewing tobacco, snuff, cigars, and loose tobacco, which are already taxed at lower rates than cigarettes. Count that as another source of revenue. Of course, raising taxes on tobacco may also reduce smoking. That's not bad either, since smoking is a leading cause of cancer. It's a sin tax, but then wouldn't it be a sin not to raise a tobacco tax, particularly when we need the revenue so badly? Then what are you waiting for, state legislators? This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is a message for newcomers to the Triangle. If you've lived here any length of time, you already know this, so bear with us. But if you're new, one of the great secrets around here is Diamonds Direct Crabtree. It's a place where you can buy certified, hand-picked, top-quality diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. Now, if you're from another city, this might be a new concept for you because this is as far from an old-fashioned jewelry store as you can get. You see, the people who own Diamonds Direct used to be the diamond suppliers for high-end jewelry stores all over the United States. They have partnerships with diamond miners in Russia, and they have their own diamond cutters in Tel Aviv. All this means bigger, better quality diamonds for a lot less than you're used to paying, wherever you came from. And that goes for you New Yorkers, too. No offense. Diamonds Direct Crabtree. After all, it's only fitting that America's most advanced, fastest-growing region deserves America's fastest-growing and most advanced diamond powerhouse. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes and the Carolina Panthers. Just outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Irish eyes will be smiling when the Chieftains join the North Carolina Symphony for an early St. Patrick's celebration. For 5 decades, the Chieftains have been at the very heart of Celtic music. Don't miss this rare opportunity to experience the authentic, enchanted music of the Emerald Isle, as performed by the Chieftains. Purchase your Chieftains tickets at Ticketmaster.com or call 919-733-2750. 733-2750. Tuesday, March 4th, one performance only at Maimandig Concert Hall. Celebrate the wearing of the green with the Chieftains.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
It is 8:50 at WCHL. Good morning. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Listen, if burgers are not your thing, enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL. One more time, here is Rand Northam.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. We've had a good start to the day so far. No accidents reported. And things are moving smoothly in the area right now. 15501 northbound between Emphasis Church Road and Garrett Road, seeing a little bit of a delay heading northbound on 15501. Southbound 15501 between Garrett Road and I-40, seeing a slight delay as well. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard between Franklin Street and Estes Drive heading northbound, seeing some minor delays. And Estes Drive heading westbound between Franklin Street and MLK, seeing some delays right now as well. I-40 seeing delays between NC-54 and the Fayetteville Road area, seeing just minor delays there. We do see an accident that was causing the earlier delays mentioned on the Durham Freeway northbound. Still seeing that accident and still seeing delays on the Durham Freeway northbound from I-40 until, this road about 2 or 3 miles north on the Durham Freeway. That is TW Alexander Drive, so be on the lookout there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363 or by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
I have to say, you've done a marvelous job for the most part of keeping this traffic situation under control this
morning. I try to keep it flowing as smoothly as I can.
Yeah, I mean, you just do a remarkable job out there.
Well, thank you very much.
So thanks very much. And we'll talk to you later on in the day. And I'm surprised you can talk after the excitement of the Chapel Hill High School girls basketball game.
I rested my voice last night and will continue to do so throughout the day today.
That's good. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by executive chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 37 degrees in Chapel Hill. Lots of sunshine today. Look for a high today in the low 60s. Actually, really nice. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of rain. Probably late, maybe after midnight. Overnight low will be 40. Tomorrow, not bad, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain early, but then mostly sunny in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, about 65. And then on Thursday, cloudy, slight chance of showers, and the highs in the upper 60s. Love it. Weather just keeps getting better and better, although there is some rain in our near future. It is 8:53 at WCHL.
Most people who go into business selling office equipment do it for 2 weeks and then move on. I've been in the office equipment business for 10 years and I'm still going strong. I love connecting with people and I love my job. Courtesy calls, follow-up emails, I want to talk with you and I want to make sure you're happy. And if you're not happy, then neither am I. I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the Triangle for your office equipment needs since 1957. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Okay, I'm all set for a full Saturday of kitchen remodeling. Step one, fix the countertop. Step two, update those cabinets. That's okay, it's under warranty. Step three, modernize the floor. My wife's gonna kill me.
Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Visit us at CederbergKitchens.com.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Call ahead and we will have it ready for you. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, choose from pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add homestyle sides and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh. See dickies.com for details.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL, and streaming live on our website at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. 8:55 at WCHL. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the correct answers, and if you do, I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Robert Dowling spent many years in banking in New York and Chicago before leaving the corporate world behind and moving south to Carborough to get involved with nonprofit work. He became executive director of the Orange Community Housing Corporation in December of 1997, managed the transition to Community Home Trust, and still heads up a great group of people who do wonderful work in our community. Robert Dowling is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Folks who don't know what Community Home Trust is all about, explain the concept.
We are a nonprofit organization. We provide affordable home ownership in Chapel Hill and Carborough, mostly. We work throughout Orange County. And we implement the town's inclusionary housing policies. Mm-hmm. Inclusionary housing means when developers do housing, the towns in both Chapel Hill and Carborough want a percentage of those homes to be affordable. And we're the ones who work with the developers to sell those affordable homes to low-income people, regular working people, as I call them.
Of course, what we need is more affordable housing in our community, but we have made some giant strides in recent years.
We have. The town of Chapel Hill started inclusionary housing about 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, we had about one house in our inventory of affordable housing. Today, we have 194 homes in our inventory.
Wow, that's a lot, man. We've made a lot of great strides during those 14 years, folks. And a lot of it is because of Robert Dowling. So,
thank you, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for WCHL and all your support as well.
In addition to helping local folks, regular folks, as he calls them, get into homes, Robert Dowling's one of the nicest guys around and a real mover and shaker in our community. That's why he's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. And remember, to find out more, go to the website.
Our website is communityhometrust.org.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Carla Schuford of Chapel Hill, called in with a word of the day on WCHL. It is undulate, U-N-D-U-L-A-T-E. It means to move in waves, to rise or fall in volume or cadence. Undulate, sort of like Wayne Pond says his hair used to be. Carla Schuford gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much. We'll have another word for you tomorrow.
At Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruisers brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruisers sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
38 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for sunshine all day. High today in the low 60s.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina women's basketball.
Kicks it outside to Diamond to Shields. Three-pointer is in there.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. More snow. It's coming down now across the east all the way to New England. The system that moved out of the Midwest yesterday will dump half a foot of snow, maybe 8 inches, not nearly as much as the storm last week, but added to what's already on the ground, it could cause some flooding later in the week when temperatures warm up. Government forecaster Bruce Terry.
Baltimore, Washington, D.C. areas, maybe into New York City. Temperatures could get into the 50s. That will certainly contribute to some snow melt.
CBS's Vanita Nyers in Jersey City, New Jersey, where plow drivers are having a hard time getting around.
They tell me one of the biggest challenges is simply navigating the cars. So many of them are still stuck on the streets, stuck where the snow left them.
Airlines could cancel more than 1,000 flights today. Passengers on a